The first day of practice began in the cold January winter. 3 months later, the cast and crew have Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice as Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat almost nailed down. The story is a retelling of the Bible's Joseph in the book of Genesis and his 11 jealous brothers and their father Jacob, who coddles Joseph. The catchy tunes and extravagant story plot have made this musical soar in popularity since its introduction in 1968 as a 15-minute pop concerto at a London school.
What you want with me, hates me, and laugh at me.
Haley Reeves is one of the musical's directors. She says she performed in the comedy back in the day, and so it's been on her mind to bring it to Wrangell. And she says it's coming together really well.
I know some things feel like they're a train wreck right now, but honestly, I'm like, well, actually, I feel really good about where we're at right now. So it's just kind of funny how no matter how close it gets and you feel like we don't have this, we don't have this, it somehow magically comes together, and it's always fun, and no show's the same anyway, so...
She says there are new faces for the show, old and young. She's excited about it and hopes the theater troupe continues attracting new people.
The highlights have been watching all the brothers bond together. I remember the first rehearsal that I had, we had the whole cast come and it was just like silence in the room and nobody was talking. And I was like, this is funny. And now we come to rehearsal and it takes me like 10 minutes just to get people gathered and quiet, which I love. I'm never like sad about that. So that's been really cool.
Even though Reeves always wanted to bring the show here, she also knew there wasn't enough men in this town who would act in it. The solution? Cast women to play the brothers.
And I was thinking about, just like we've done this show, casting all women as the brothers and wondering if we'd have enough to do that. And then Joan came to me and said that her and Artha had talked about, hey, these are our top three shows if you need some options. And Joseph was one of them. And I was like, oh, well, if they're thinking Joseph and I already am thinking that, like, heck yeah, let's go for it.
She's talking about the costume designers, Joan Sargent and Artha DeRuyter. They've been very active behind the scenes since before the first day of practice. Sargent says they pushed for really early auditions because they have to make the costumes and get supplies and other costumes from out of town. All that takes time.
Many of the costumes in this show are made out of sheets, and you know, Artha and I have been sewing like crazy, and we just pick up even scraps of, you know, some bad-looking dresses and stuff, and then make something else out of them.
She says they watched a lot of renditions of the musical to get ideas for the costumes they need, like Joseph's coat. She says there's 7 colors in the coat. And who will be wearing Pharaoh's costume? That's Adrian McLaughlin. She says she's the ruler of what she, or Elvis who plays Pharaoh, says.
Well, it's kind of bizarre. It's funny being a female playing a male role, but I think it's like everything I want to be hidden under a wig and bedazzled jewels and chains with the pompadour.
McLaughlin says she's never sung in public before, let alone acted in a musical or play. And yet, she now has a solo and embodies Elvis with all her might.
I absolutely love rock and roll. So out of all the genres, when I got selected to be Elvis and play the rock and roll part, I was ecstatic.
Other scenes include a spicy act with Mrs. Potiphar, who tries to win Joseph's affection, and a sad French routine where alcohol drowns the brothers' sorrows. On stage at Wrangell's Nolan Center, I'm Colette Zarnicki.